Daily Good News Volume 2, Chapter 175. Not only are we on trial, so is God. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Knowledge without God is foolishness, and as Paul states it, profits nothing. What advantage then has the Jew? Chiefly, because to them were committed the oracles of God. Abraham was led out from heathenism, from faith to faith, and his descendants were beloved for their father's sake. To them God committed his truth. They failed to realize what being a Jew was, and rested confidently in their high profession, with the thought that God must think more of them than any other people. God had given them the light that they might carry it to others. But riddled with pride, they did not do the work. During the captivity he revealed to Daniel that he would yet wait 490 years longer for his people to carry the light to the world. The carrying of the gospel to the Gentiles was a work which God all along the centuries had been working with the Jews to get them to perform, but they refused. Yet God cared for the Gentiles, and he did not leave himself without witness. Do we not see a tendency among us to boast of the light we have, and to feel that the Lord must have a special regard for us? But he has given us the light only that we may carry it to others. If we boast of the light but do not carry it to others, God will bear with us long, but finally someone else will take our place and do the work. God has sworn to Abraham, and his promises will be fulfilled, even though men do not believe. If none are found with the faith of Abraham, God is able of the stones to raise up children unto him. God is himself on trial before the universe, and Satan and evil men have always charged him with being unjust and arbitrary, but in the judgment all the universe will say, "Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints."